Order, Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And we have Pastor Bent here from Calvary Chapel for the invocation. If you will please rise, and then we will follow that up with Pledge of Allegiance.
That's great. Heavenly Father, what a privilege we have to be able to be involved in governing ourselves. And that's what this meeting is about tonight. And so, Lord, we pray for your presence to be known and felt here, for you to be acknowledged. I personally acknowledge you now and invite you to be here. I pray the decisions that are made here would not only honor you, but also be the best for the council as well as the city. And again, thanks for this opportunity.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated.
First item is we need to amend the agenda to remove, what item is that? Item 6A.
And that's it.
Sorry. Yeah. So we just need to remove that. There's no date certain on that.
Mayor, I think the attorney's trying to get your attention.
Mr. Gigray, you may have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. All you have to do when that item comes up on the agenda is I think the clerk will announce that the fire district has requested that that matter not be acted on this evening. You don't have to amend the agenda, and you've got a logistical problem amending the agenda once the meeting starts. So I would recommend you handle it in that fashion.
Okay. Well, then I will just announce if anyone is here for the public hearing on item 6A with fire district that we will not be holding that tonight. First item up, then, is the consent agenda. Any discussion?
Nope. Are you guys good? Good. Then I move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second. Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. item 6A, so this is the one that will be tabled for the fire district. Chris, would you give us a short report on that?
Mayor Steer, the fire chief came in and asked for this item to be tabled indefinitely. There is no set date going forward. They're still working with Ada County.
Okay. Very good. So we just need a motion to table item 6A.
I move we table item 6A until...
Indefinitely.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table item 6A indefinitely. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item 7A, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Whereas domestic violence is defined as abusive behavior in a personal relationship that gives one member control and power over another through physical, emotional, sexual, economic, or psychological actions or threats. And whereas an estimated 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will face domestic abuse in their lifetime. And in 2018, there were 5,284 calls for service related to domestic violence and sexual assault in Ada County. And whereas a range of services and programs exist throughout the Treasure Valley providing safety, healing, and freedom from domestic abuse and sexual assault, including forensic exams and medical care, secure shelters, court advocacy, counseling, child care, as well as case management. And whereas the city of CUNA is an important partner with the Women and Children's Alliance and Faces of Hope to provide a safety net of crisis services and create a community where individuals thrive in safe, healthy relationships, now therefore be it resolved that I, Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby join the national and local officials in proclaiming October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And thank you. We've been doing that for several years now, so that's always an honor to be a part of that, assisting wherever we can. Item 7B, consideration to approve resolution number R71-2019, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director.
Mayor, Council. Zambos family has come forward and chosen a name for the acreage and lot from them. They want to go with Helen Zambos Park. Park. I took it before the Park Impact Fee Committee. They liked it and they agreed with it unanimously. Now I'm bringing it before you guys.
And I don't remember all of the dollar figures to that, but the price was reduced substantially, which was a partial donation from Zamzals, and part of the agreement was that they helped name the park and do some other things. So it'll definitely be good to get that park going. So this is a resolution of the City of CUNA, Idaho, approving the agreement to name the property on Shortline Road sold by the Zamzow family to the City of CUNA, which will be turned into a city park, Helen Zamzow Park, as long as the property remains a park, and authorizing the mayor to execute the agreement. Do we have any other discussion on that?
I move we approve resolution number R71-2019. Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R71-2019. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. 7C is a request from Bobby Withrow.
Weren't you just here?
He was just here.
You notice when he really wants something big, he goes to the podium?
Yeah, uh-huh. He gets a big smile on his face. Yeah.
Stands up there all proud, Mary, in front of us. Look at me.
He even got a haircut today.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Bobby, you may have the floor.
We're done.
You were going to say something, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Mayor, Council, I'm coming before you tonight to request $120,000 to start the development of the Helen Zemlo Park. In August, I took it in front of the Park Impact Committee. It is in our CIP, and they approved it unanimously. In 2020, I'll be coming forward with another request for funds to hopefully finish the park.
How many acres there? 20?
17.
17.
And this is slated for just cleanup and starting to get it ready, basically?
Yeah, Councilman McPherson. Yeah, it's going to be engineering, some engineering, and then cleaning up, seeing what we really got. There's a couple big piles of dirt and rock, and there's a lot of garbage along part of the subdivision, so we got to get in and get it cleaned up.
Okay. Very good. Anything further?
I move we approve $120,000 from the Park Impact Fee to start development of Helen Zamzow Park.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Motion carried.
Item 8A, consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-36, municipal annexation ordinance of the City Council and the City of CUNA, making certain findings and annexing certain real properties to wit, all lands legally described in Exhibit A1 owned by Falcon Crest LLC or Falcon Crest Holdings LLC or Fairmount Temple LLC, situated within the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the City of CUNA into the City of CUNA, Idaho, and establishing the zoning classifications of said real properties, and directing the city engineer and the city clerk, and providing an effective date. And this is one of those that's kind of been discussed with council before, and so I don't see any reason to slow it down by having three readings unless that is the wish of the council.
Anything? Good. I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2019-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2019-36. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2019-36.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2019-36. Chris, would you call the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Item B, consideration to approve ordinance number 2019-37, a municipal rezone ordinance of the City of Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real properties to wit, lands legally described in Exhibit A1 and A2 owned by Falcon Crest LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date. And this is kind of the same deal as the last one. So.
I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2019-37.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2019-37. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2019-37.
Second.
Motion has been seconded to approve ordinance 2019-37. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Mayor and council announcements. We had a very nice mayor's table event last Saturday evening. Thank you for those that came, and appreciate all the support from everyone else. Staff did a great job of working hard to get that set up. If I had to do all of the ironing of the tablecloths, I probably would have canceled the event and gave everybody their money back. But since we had some staff willing and able to do so, they spent, I don't even know, 8 hours in here, like five of them ironing tablecloths. That was a huge undertaking. I don't even know. Made everything else look simple.
My tablecloth had a wrinkle in it, though.
It did. But that was because of the way you sat.
I brought it to the attention, but nobody seemed to care.
And we appreciate that observation. Yeah, so it was good. I think it was, those are the things that I really liked. It bring a lot of different members of the community around together and the business community. And we had a good showing from the chamber there. It was a nice addition having the VFW give their awards that night. Also, it was a great part of the program, and the entertainment was good. And so, kudos to all of those who helped get that brought together. It was a good deal. anybody else have anything you would like to bring up?
The food was excellent, too.
You liked the food?
The food was excellent. I think it's the best we've had in 4 years, to be honest with you.
I think we did actually have one complaint, though, that the macaroni and cheese needs to be creamier for when they reheat it for taking it home for leftovers.
Oh, I didn't think anybody was listening.
Other than that.
First world problems.
Very good food. Very good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I was very pleased when we were able to get Life's Kitchen out to cater that.
I was a little disappointed with the long speech that the chief made when he got the presentation, but my food got cold.
You stopped eating while he was talking?
Yes, and congratulations, Chief, on that award. That's something that's well deserved. I know you always give credit to all your other people that work really hard out here. You are kind of the chief executive there, so we do appreciate all your efforts. Other than that, was there anything else anybody wanted to mention? Okay, so we do have an executive session. It should be a sort of short one, just to kind of give you an update on some negotiations. So,
who do we need in it?
Just us and Lisa.
Lisa.
And probably Bill could hang. That would be good.
Okay. I move we convene to an executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 742061E to consider preliminary negotiations involving matters of trade or commerce in which the governing body is in competition with governing bodies in other states or nations.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for Idaho Code Section 74-206IE. Is there any further discussion on that? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Motion carries, and we will adjourn to executive session.
Yes.
So, Mayor, you would just put on the record that Mr. Gigray is appointed special clerk to take minutes.
Then let that be added to the record. Thank you. Fortunately, we don't have to have a lot of executive sessions, so this is good. I'm happy that there are things I forget procedurally when it comes to that.